This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to the show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Make a difference. You know, I say it all the time. I mean it. I want you to make a difference. So you want to get informed first, though. Please. Please. So I don't have to read about something you said that was ignorant, not right. And that's what you need to do. You need to get informed. And I'm good with that. I mean, take your time. Pick something. I say it all the time. Pick something that you're hot on, that stirs your heart. I don't care if it's education or kids, water, city council type of stuff. Whatever it is that you're into, get involved in it. Don't just sit back and complain about it, I should say. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Well, you know, those people of integrity on the left, you know, there's a lot of them. They're quick to point out all the Republicans that even sneeze in the wrong direction. Right? But a year ago, in April of 2023, there was a report out that ethics complaint was filed against the corrupt U.S. Senator, U.S. Representative Adam Schiff, you know, lovingly referred to him as Shifty Schiff. And today we can report that Schiff's corrupt and even criminal acts involved much more, so much more. How come he's not in court yet? Anybody know? In April 2023, so think about that, we're a year later. And they have finally come forward. Well, not all the information, I'm sure. Originally, it was reported that Congressman Adam Schiff from California is in deep trouble. An ethics complaint has been filed against Schiff by a concerned citizen alleging that Schiff has committed election and voter fraud, claiming he was both a citizen of California and Maryland at the same time. Let's see how he gets out of this one. And he will. You watch. A concerned citizen from the state of California uncovered what is believed to be crimes committed by Adam Schiff in 2000. Schiff was elected to Congress and has served as a U.S. House member from the state of California ever since. He reportedly purchased a home in Maryland with his wife in 2003, stating they would occupy this home for 12 consecutive months as their primary residence. Despite this claim, Schiff continued to vote in California. Hello? How come we don't see, where's the DOJ when you need them? The real DOJ, that is. Just saying. Schiff refinanced his home in 09, 10, 11, and 13, claiming the Maryland home was his primary residence. In 2009, a House Ethics Investigating Plaintiff Schiff did this, and that Schiff claimed it was an error. He repaid the exempt taxes to the state of Maryland. A fellow member of Congress was charged with criminal counts for doing the same exact thing, Stephen Watkins of Oklahoma. Now, in addition to that, the amount of the home mortgage was remained basically the same. And why won't Congress look into it? Right? When asked about his residence in Maryland a couple of months ago, while he was on a campaign trail, Schiff called it a non-issue. He added that his primary residence was in California and neglected to mention totally that he had repeatedly claimed that his Maryland home was his primary residence. Can't make up his mind, I guess. Right? I mean, I love it. This is really mortgage fraud. This is true mortgage fraud. You can't live in both places at once. You can't have a primary residence in two places at once. At least last I checked, you couldn't. And maybe all the laws and rules have changed, but I'm not so sure I think so. Right? Maryland Code 7-401 defines mortgage fraud. As you ready for this? Now again, I don't make the law. Just read it to you. As any action made by a person with the intent to defraud that involves knowingly making a deliberate misstatement. Look how they had to put all these words in there because you can't trust people. Making any deliberate misstatement, misrepresentation, or omission during the mortgage lending process with the intent that the misstatement, misrepresentation, or omission relied on by a mortgage lender, borrower, or any other party to the mortgage lending process, or filing or causing to be filed in the land records in the county where residential real property is located, any document related to a mortgage loan that the person knows to contain a deliberate misstatement, misrepresentation, or omission. Despite all of this, Adam Schiff lied on the applications. Right? So he's selling, well, he's lying to somebody because he's telling the people of California that this is where he lives, this is where his primary residence is. And yet he's selling the mortgage companies that he's applying for loans with and other information that his primary residence is there in Maryland. Which is it? Right? I mean, I want to know. I want to know if this guy can find the truth with both hands. I don't think he can. I don't think if you put truth in a bag and hand it to him, he wouldn't know what to do with it. Schiff received better rates on his mortgage on the Maryland property by claiming it was his primary residence. Of course, that's how it works. Oh, but apparently he didn't want to pay his fair share of taxes. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
You feel that music? It kind of gets you all excited. It gets you riled up. You're ready for the fight, and it is a fight. I don't care whether you believe it's a spiritual fight, a physical fight, whatever, verbal fight. It is a fight, and you need to be ready for it. You know, we've got to where we got. I had an interesting conversation with a fellow quote-unquote conservative over the weekend over some incidents that happened, and I said, you cannot soft-shoe this anymore, these fights. We are where we're at today. Because we soft-shoot it, because we truly believe that they want to do a live-and-let-live scenario. They are not interested. You go all the way back to the days of Ronald Reagan when he made a deal with them to give citizenship to, what was it, 3 million illegals. The deal was they would tighten up the immigration process. You know, all these things that the Dems promised, they would fund none of them once once the President Reagan signed that bill into law. So there is no such thing as live and let live anymore. They're not interested. They're not willing to try. It's more like we'll pull the wool over your eyes. That's what we're working at doing. Anyway, let's bring in the expert. I always love having him on with me. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me to talk about the haps, the legal haps of the day. How you doing, Brad?
Oh, doing just great. Thank you.
All right, Brad. You have got to have been riveted to your TV all day or last couple of days or something. You see what's going on with Trump in New York. Georgia, I don't know. I'm not hearing much of what's coming out of Georgia. Maybe you can enlighten us on that one, too. And Jack Smith's whole case seems to be unraveling. Pick one. Let's start at any one of them.
Yeah, well, first off, Georgia. That's going to be sort of a snail, if you will. It's going to drag on and on because the whole issue of Miss Lucy is going to be, you know, on appeal. So, I think that's going to sort of keep that thing. That case is going to clearly draw out beyond the election. So that's and there's the appellate process is. It's a somewhat slow process, so I think that's one that's we're not going to even need to pay much attention to. As far as Florida, I think Trump is going to win in that one, not just have it delayed until after the election, but I think he's actually going to prevail. He's got a fair judge, and I think the facts prove that. He should not be found guilty, much less when you have, Biden with all the documents that he had no legal right to have whatsoever. I think this judge would find it difficult to have to prosecute a president who had authority to have those documents in his possession before leaving office. So, and then as far as Mr. Smith, he's got a real problem because the Supreme Court is likely going to, greatly limit, I think, the capacity that he has to go after Trump. The Supreme Court's not going to grant total immunity for Trump, and no one expected that. I mean, obviously, his attorneys argued it. They wouldn't be good attorneys if they didn't, argue his case fully and completely, but the majority on this court, I believe it's going to be 5-4 or 6-3, are going to find that that there is immunity for that which is done in the capacity of the office. And so I think that Trump is going to come out strong. Smith may decide to reframe it in a different way, dealing with more of a state law actions. But it's, his case is going to be deflated dramatically. At least that's what I say. And then as far as New York goes, after hearing Mr. Becker's testimony, the first witness for the prosecution, I'm looking at that case. Before I was thinking, if we just get one of those, biased, anti-Trump jurors just to have a conscience and they cause a mistrial, that'd be the best. But I think they're going to have a very difficult time proving their case. So far, and after Pecker's testimony, we could actually see the unthinkable, which is actually a full acquittal by the jury.
I was going to ask you that. If you're the prosecutor, and you're sitting, I like to do this, there are a couple of other lawyers I know. You're the prosecutor, you're sitting there, you're hearing what's going down. Are you sitting there right now going, oh, my God, why did I do this? And, how am I going to fix this? And who am I going to get up there to shake this up?
Yeah. Where you're at? I think exactly. I think the prosecutor's got to realize that he has a tough case. I mean, in fact, Pecker, even has acknowledged that this was very normative for celebrities, and he has worked with a number of celebrities who did not want information or something said about them, so they paid him off not to say something. He also validated that it was totally in the personal capacity that Cohen operated, not as in the context of the election, using resources and money for the election, but strictly in his personal capacity as personal legal counsel for Trump and his personal affairs. And that completely truncates the case because it's dependent upon the whole concept that it was really money used for election purposes and it wasn't supposed to. It's going to be interesting to see how they get out of this. Cohen is on this also, in the meantime, this big witness, he's going to be testifying, and there's no gag order on him, and he's blabbing off on his podcast and his shows, just blobbing, just spewing out all kinds of stuff. And I'm sure the defense attorneys are just in a heyday right now going through all of his material and are going to dice him and slice him. He has no credibility. He lost his license as an attorney for breaching it. His trust with his client, and he's committed perjury already. So, I actually think if people think I'm a little extreme to think this, but and too optimistic, which I can be at times, but I do think that there's actually a possibility that Trump may actually be acquitted despite the biased judge and the evil motives of the prosecution and the obvious extreme bias of the jury against him. I think we'll see how it pans out. But the strongest witness, the first witness, was a whimper at best, and maybe even more benefit for the other.
Well, that's why we asked you the question the way I did, is to say, if I'm sitting there listening to the other, listening to these witnesses that I thought were going to be on my side, from for all intents and purposes, and realizing, oh God, this isn't going well for me, listening to what's being said. Again, I agree with you. I don't even know the law like you do, but I heard that the banker was in there today, talking about the bank account that was opened to pay these people off by Cohen. There was no understanding. There was never even a hint that Trump was involved in any of this. So
right.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that inside the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more Brad Dacus when we come back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA News update. House Speaker Mike Johnson thinks the anti-Israel protests at Columbia University have spiraled out of control, saying the demonstrators have surpassed protected free speech rights.
We desperately need, the country needs, clear moral authority. We need the President of the United States to speak to the issue and say this is wrong.
Johnson's remarks follow protesters at the university barricading themselves inside an academic building. Immigration remains the top concern in the U.S., marking the third consecutive month it's ranked number one, according to a recent Gallup poll. Other concerns listed by respondents include the economy, inflation, and government. Walmart is closing all 51 of its health care centers and discontinuing virtual health care services. The strategic shift by the largest U.S. retailer could create a gap in health care access, especially for lower-income patients without insurance. John Schaefer, USA News.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
That persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Masin, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, they must have heard me the other night in the show. And when I saw all these riots and things that were going on, I said, you know what we need to do? We need to bring back the water cannons. Okay? I mean, it's just water. It is coming in the summertime. Not like you're going to kill anybody with them. All right? That's the only way you're going to break this up. And the Georgia State Police use water cannons and tear gas to push away demonstrators outside the parliament protesting against the law on foreign agents that have been denounced by opposition. Water cannons. You gotta love it. Anyway, I know, a little over the top for some of you. For me, hey, it's better than firing squads. Anyhow, Brad Jenkins joins me, as he does every week, trying to go over some of the hot stuff going on in our legal world. And, Brad, thanks for being with me.
Yeah, my pleasure. And, I think water cannons are great. They probably need a bath or a shower anyway.
Yeah, them? Yes. Well, I thought it was hilarious that the Columbia protesters, rioters, I don't even want to call them protesters, they really expected the college to accommodate them with water and food. I'm like, you guys are for real, right? Seriously?
Yeah, they're spoiled brats. They're elitist spoiled brats. And I bet their parents are just absolutely ashamed and disgraced by the conduct of those kids. So,
if their parents are really ashamed, I want them to stop paying the bills. I want them to put a stop payment on everything that has to do with those kids at this point in time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's actually a good, interesting question. The students were identified and their parents were contacted, and you had news reporters interviewing them saying, so we're just wondering, are you planning on continuing to finance your child's open illegal activities and violence and kidnapping that took place? And
totally with you. I totally agree with you. My kids, they wouldn't call home. They wouldn't do anything because they know exactly what I would do to them. Right. There'd be no money. Matter of fact, they'd go to the bank the next day to get money for food, and there wouldn't be any there. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. It's called tough love. I think those kids need a mega dose of tough love.
Yeah, seriously. These kids are causing damage. They're causing taxpayer dollars to be spent. They're causing all that, and it's not right. And somebody needs to pay for it. All right. I don't know if I asked you while we were on the air or not, but I want to make sure I clarify with people. Go back to the Georgia situation for a minute. And I know you said it's a heavy Democrat area, but if that AG doesn't get reelected or if she doesn't get reelected, and she didn't show up for the debate, which is hilarious. So if a Republican gets elected there, you know, God can work miracles. He or she could simply kill the whole case, could they not?
Right, and that is possible. And you know, I will say, miracles do happen, and that I can see a lot of people in that district, irrespective of their political slant towards the left. I can see many of them just saying, you know what, just to save our own self-respect and decency as voters, do we really want to go down in the history books of reelecting someone like her? I think it would be just so shameful and disgraceful for that those constituents to have that on their watch, to reelect someone like her. We may see a surprise. We may see a surprise. I'm not counting on it, but that has happened before.
Well, we've seen crazier stuff happen, right?
Yes.
Seriously, you know, I look at this stuff again. All right, back to Jack Smith's case for a second. You know, the transcripts or whatever they were, the legal documents have been unredacted to a big degree, is my understanding. And now we're finding out that not only did the White House involved in it, but those papers may have been planted there. By the FBI or whoever did the raid. I'm just wondering why the judge didn't see it, or why the judge doesn't look at this and go, okay, wait a minute, these papers are showing interference by the White House. It shows that you may have brought the paperwork down based on what it looks like there on the floor. I mean, can you see Trump leaving papers all over the floor like that? I mean, seriously.
No.
Too much of a neat freak for that to happen.
But to get as far as he's gotten, you don't get there by having habits of just keeping papers on the floor and disorganized. I think that would be a very interesting. And of course, we know that the Biden administration has been behind all of this. That's a given. You've had these individuals behind these cases in dialogue with the White House, which makes it all the more scrupulous and questionable, when you realize that this is exactly what people have accused from the beginning it to be, which is a lawfare. It's a political racket using the courts for political gain as a last desperate attempt to stay in power. The Biden administration is trying to use our courts, and I think the good news, the clear majority of Americans see it just for that, and I think it's going to backfire, and it is backfiring.
Yep. I just want to see how this all goes down. I love doing these quick ones with you too. I don't know if you saw that that Shifty Shift was there was an ethics complaint against him last year for something he did, and the ethics committee has come back and said, yeah, there's some issues with what you're doing, claiming to be a California resident so you can get elected, but actually having your primary house be there in Maryland, and the proof that your primary house is in Maryland is you've applied and refinanced your Maryland home 5 times. And with each and every time you financed it, you claimed that Maryland was your primary resident. So I'm willing to bet, even though the ethics committee has decided, yeah, you did something wrong, absolutely nothing will come out of this. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. I don't think anything will come out of it. And mind you, one of the disputes with Trump is dealing with his, did he value his properties properly in getting a loan from a bank, by the way, which was happy and had no complaints, and the bank did very well. So here we are saying, well, did he really value his property correctly and or not in order to get a loan? I mean, there's never been ever an action brought against anyone when there's no victim under this law, ever. And that yet here we have Schiff over here who didn't just deal with, like, valuing his house. No, he's misrepresented his house or misrepresented what he is asserting, which is that it's not his home, that he's not a resident there, but that's what he said. I mean, his is just a flat-out white-black lie as opposed to a discrepancy of opinion in terms of valuation. And yet nothing happens to him, of course not. But you know, Trump is being treated completely unequal. And all we're asking for is equal treatment, equal protection under the law. Everyone, Republican, Democrat, everyone should have that in a court of law. We have an egregious abridgment of that, infringement of that, not in one, not two, but in four courts right now as we speak in real time. And the good news is truth is coming to the surface, and I'm very optimistic that the voters are going to speak loud and clear against this kind of tyranny.
God bless you. I know you are truly the most optimistic man I know on the planet. Seriously. I've got a lot of people sending me emails right now, totally concerned and worried that we're going to be, they're going to steal the election again, that this thing's already being set up to allow for, cheating and that kind of stuff. Some of these elections, some of these computers, machines, whatever, still a problem as far as, changing votes. They can prove it. They show that it happens. And yet the Secretary of State in these states won't do anything about it. So I'm hoping this time, real simple, I'm hoping this time that the Republican Party gets up, has an attorney waiting pretty much in every state, every jurisdiction, ready to go and file papers the next morning at the very hint of anything going wrong. But I don't know if that's going to happen.
Well, I will say this. The movement now is for Republicans to vote early and not wait till Election Day. That was a big mistake in the past. We look at what the rules are. Let's play by the rules. The rules allow us to vote early. And I think we're going to be better off if people vote early, as well as monitor the polls. We're recruiting people to be poll workers and poll watchers.
We got to go for a break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more of Brad Dacus when we come back.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Well, that helps. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Brad Dacus joins me as he does pretty much every week. Always appreciate his take. His expertise on the law. This is what I keep telling you guys. Stop listening to Facebook attorneys. Seriously. Start listening to people that have a clue. And I always say it, and I mean it sincerely. I'm not just joking here when I say to you. There's a lot of guys out there in my profession that use their microphone, and you would think, or they try to get you to think, that they are the catch-all, be-all, end-all when it comes to knowing everything about the law. They don't, okay? You bring on the experts to talk about it. You make sure you bring on people that don't make you look like fools when you go out there to step up for people's rights. Brad Dacus is with me, and I can tell you from a school board standpoint, when I want to challenge things or I needed to know what I could legally, Brad, I'm sorry for putting it this way, but what I could legally get away with, Brad was my phone call. How can I do this? How can I say that? How can I I don't want to get the board in trouble. I don't want to get myself in trouble, but I want to be able to make these statements, and they have been a great help to me. So, Brad, God bless you for what you're doing. And before we get rolling here, why don't you tell people what PGAI is all about and how they can help you?
Oh, you bet. Pacific Justice Institute is an active legal defense organization, conservative, defending religious freedom, parents' rights against the government, the sanctity of human life, all without charge. We're unique in that we don't just cherry-pick a few high-profile cases that look good in a newsletter. Our goal is to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. So that's why we're also unique in another area, and that is we have offices all across the country in order to do just that, coast to coast. So if anyone needs assistance or they'd like to keep up with our cases, we have over 220 cases in active litigation.
Whoa.
So you can just, yeah, it's a lot of cases. We're doing a lot. And some of our large class action lawsuits against things like the city of San Francisco. So people can just go to our website and sign up to get our free legal insider newsletter if they want to support our work financially. It's all tax deductible. We greatly, greatly appreciate it. And we're really making a big impact right now and on so many levels. One is with our court cases. Another is dealing with legislation through our C4 and helping states pass good laws, and we're seeing great progress. And then a whole other dimension is our church engagement office, which is actually headquartered in Palmdale, California.
Wow.
Not that far from Santa Clarita. And we're coordinating churches. Last year we coordinated over 500 to have voter registration Sundays. This year we're looking to top 1,000. And I just want to encourage people out there, if the area want their church to have voter registration table on a Sunday morning, it's easy, it's legal, and we can do all the heavy lifting for you to make it happen.
Now, wait a minute. Now, I can't let you lie on the show. You mean it's legal to have voter registration on church grounds? What happened to that whole separation of church and state, Brad? Don't you believe in that? No?
It's totally legal. And the great thing is, I talked to a pastor once. He goes, well, I don't know. I don't want to offend anyone. I was like, well, so it's some people are going to be offended because of voting? Like, they think they people should not vote and we should just give up to a dictator? Or no, we should have voting. Voting's a good thing. It's a good citizenship, and it shows that your church actually cares about people outside their church walls. That's what voting communicates. So it's communicating the love and compassion that they should all have. That's what we do, and we're going to see some real progress. And I encourage you to go to our website, pji.org, pji.org, and we got great resources.
Hey, what's it cost for you to bring a case? I know the Supreme Court, you and I have talked about it. Could be $500,000 by the time you get in there and get everything set up and get ready to go, and I got that. But, this case that you have up in San Francisco, what could it cost you to make that happen?
Well, it's a class action lawsuit because you chose one that's particularly taking lots of hours. If we were a private firm giving billable hours at the rate that they normally do, this case would be in the hundreds of thousands because it's a large class action. We have lots of depositions, and then on appeal, et cetera, it would be even more, maybe up to $1 million or more. The good news is we have attorneys. We have 40 attorneys in our network who are paid, part of our staff, and they have stepped down and sacrificed to make just a fraction of the income that they would have otherwise. And some are just actually volunteering as well. So we get a big bang for the buck for our litigation because of the attorneys and working for us and how we're set up with so many volunteering their time as well.
But the average case, and I know there's no, it's that's a hard one, but you know what I mean by that. The average case is somebody coming in, if you were going to protect some teacher that had been fired, we've seen it happen. They're fired because they refuse to use the pronoun going through the state court system. I mean, what can that run you guys?
Well, it can run us quite a bit in terms of time and cost, attorney time. It's expensive. I would say probably an RN, maybe about $60,000. But that's a fraction of what it would cost if someone went and hired a private law firm. And here's the good news. We don't charge any of our clients. So that's great. These, so many people would not have any chance of winning, whether it's
right.
a church, a synagogue, or a someone at work, or a teacher, someone who's out, you know, sharing their faith, or someone at a pro-life clinic being sued by the state. I mean, they wouldn't have a chance, and that's what we're here for. And the good news is we have success in more than 90% of our cases. We prevail because if you have truth on your side and you have willingness to take the case as far as you need to, then you will likely prevail, and that's just what happens.
Yeah, and that's what it takes. It takes you being stubborn enough to stick with it, having the proper attorney to be with you. And I was thinking about that, too, when I was looking at Trump's cases. And listen, look, I'm not an attorney, but sometimes I'm sitting there saying, why don't you ask this question? Hello? You know, they don't go far enough with it. And I'm sure it's their expertise. They know what they're doing. I'm not going to try to second-guess them. But again, you know, those trials cost a lot of money. So people, you know, when you also on your website, you have ways to deal with CPS, right? Child Protective Services, don't you?
Yeah, I would say this is one of our hottest articles that gets downloaded so much. It's 12 steps to protect your children from CPS or social workers. And it's free right now that people can download it. Every family with children should have that printed out and made available because it's often a very short time frame window to do what they need to do to protect
yep.
their kids from being taken, especially in blue states like California, New York, Oregon, and Washington, et cetera.
Yeah, it's terrible, people. It's terrible to how quickly and how easily they could do something to you. And if you don't know what your rights are, and I've talked to people and know people that have got your information, Brad, and were able to say to the CPS person when they knock on their door, no, I'm sorry, you're not welcome here today, and I'm more than happy to make an appointment with you. What do you got in your schedule that's open? Most of us feel like the minute they knock on the door, they're in and there's nothing we can do about it, and that's just flat out not true, correct?
Oh, you're absolutely right. There's a lot they can do if they know ahead of time what to do, and we take emergency calls all the time, but people need to have that article in hand. That makes it very clear what they need to do. It's exactly what I counsel them almost all the time.
Yeah, so there's a lot to get there. And I said all that to say this to you people. Some of you always reach out to me and you say, I want to donate some money and I don't know who to give it to. And you don't want to give it to me for some reason, whatever that is, but that's okay. But these are organizations, PJI.org, PJI.org. That's where you need to go with it then. If you're really looking at some organization that's going to take your money the right way, do the right thing with it, then go to PJI.org and make it happen. Don't wait. Don't wait for him to have a, you know, it's like some of these companies have a, what are they called, a fundathon or something like that, I mean, whatever, telethon to bring in money. They shouldn't have to get to that. They're doing great things across the country, and you should want to be and should be a part of that. At least that's where my head's at. Anyhow.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Joe. I know that many people we're representing appreciate what you just said because, they're counting on us. So thank you very much.
Yeah, people, and guys like you just are terrible at asking for money, you know, and being on the campaign trail, I have learned how to ask for money. So anyway, there you go. All right. Last but not least, you haven't got any time. I ate up way too much of your time. I'm sorry for that. But I'll nail you next time. I got a lot of good stuff I want to talk to you about. Questions
okay.
that people have sent me about, you know, being in school and what teachers can do. And, you know, people, don't wait for me to answer it, right? Give them a call. Head over to PJI.org, PJI.org. There's a phone number there. Give them a call. Ask them for advice. Ask them what you can do to save yourself. Brad, oh, sorry, man, but always a pleasure to have you with me. So much appreciate your time.
Thank you, Joe. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks. All right, guys, hang out. Got a lot more I want to talk about in the next hour. And I mean a lot more. Be right back.
On it right now.